This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a rough year for ketchup lovers. I mean, it's been rough for a lot of us for a lot of reasons, but ketchup lovers in particular. You remember back a couple of months ago when people were selling those little Heinz packets on eBay for $4 a pop because of a pandemic-induced shortage of them? Well, it might be time to start saving the Happy Meal condiments again. They are turning into an asset class all by themselves. The drought we're having out here in California, we are by far the country's biggest tomato producer. That drought is going to take 5 to 10% off crop yields. So says the California Tomato Growers Association. So yes, grain of salt, to continue with the food theme of this introduction and in a way the whole program. But the price of everything from marinara sauce to salsa to, yes, ketchup, could be on the rise. Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
We're going to go on a brief tour of the tomato supply chain, starting in California's Central Valley, where a third of the world's canned tomatoes are grown.
Our harvester, I'm watching it go back and forth in the field right now.
Bruce Rominger grows processing tomatoes, the kind that end up in cans. Fresh tomatoes are also in short supply, but processing tomatoes are taking the biggest drought hit. Instead of surface water, farmers are switching to well water, which ain't so great.
But the higher salt content will diminish the yield in the field.
It's not just the drought. Rominger is now getting $85 a ton for tomatoes. But in years past, he says the price canneries were offering wasn't enough.
We've seen more and more land taken out of the tomato production into orchards, primarily almonds and pistachios.
Andy Resick is head of marketing at Sacramento area cannery Pacific Coast Producers, which makes stewed tomatoes and tomato paste. He says rising tin and freight costs are also sending prices up.
Which is unfortunate because we have this willing consumer base that just learned from a year of pandemic how important canned tomatoes are.
Consumers that include restaurants. Patrick Mulvaney is the owner and head chef at Mulvaney's B&L in Sacramento. He relies on fresh tomatoes in summer, but in winter,
when tomatoes in cans are your option, then becomes time for heartier sauces, deep, rich ragouts with lamb shanks.
The shortage could have a big impact on the dishes he makes.
You're using it just to put a dab of flavor in, rather than having it be the star of the show.
Wonder how well mustard goes with lamb shank. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.